Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And then you get even more of me on our Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. And then I'm out at the EC Coliseum for some boys high school basketball tonight, Elyria taking on Lakewood. And we're joined in the hotline right now by a guy that used to do all of that many moons ago. And he joins us right now on the hotline, Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers. Do you miss that good stuff, my friend?
Oh, you have no idea how much I miss that stuff. Boy, I've been following on Twitter, and I dialed up the mobile app a couple of times, and yeah, I miss it. I know that Elyria-Lakewood game tonight. Who would have thought that as far as a D1 district semifinal? Now, I know Elyria's win over Amherst, there were other circumstances that affected that ball game, but what is that, a 7 and an 11 seed? Is that correct, Bull?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, wow. So, and of course, congratulations to Lorraine on their win last night, and the EC girls, see, I'm following it, EC girls with another Elite Eight appearance, if I get that word out, so another Elite Eight appearance for EC, so congrats to Coach Roth, Gary. I'm following it. Yes, I do miss it. I miss it a lot.
Well, we certainly look forward to calling that one a little bit later on tonight. And, of course, Tim's appearance is brought to you by North Ridgeville, convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. We're giving away a Cavaliers prize package at the end of this conversation, so stay tuned to find out what you need to do in order to win that prize pack. Well, Tim, we've got to talk about just how great Colin Sexton has been, not only these last few nights, but really, I think you could stretch that out to perhaps the last month. And, you know, before the game yesterday, Coach J.B. Bickerstaff mentioned, you know, how many guys can score 20 every single night? And of those guys, how many of those guys are available and ready to rock and roll every single night? I think that says all you need to know about Colin Sexton and just how great he has been of late.
You said it all right there. I mean, his performance going back to late December has just been off the charts. And, of course, as of recently, he's just getting better and better. I mean, in New Orleans, he tied his career high. He comes back against Utah Monday night, sets a new career high, gets to 32. And then last night, the explosive performance of 41 points. So he has just been remarkable. And as you said, his durability has not missed an NBA basketball game. So this young man is just growing and getting better and better. Boy, when you can stick a guy in the lineup, and as JB alluded to, know that automatically you got 20 to 25 points unless he just has an awful night. That's a nice thing to have, especially at 21 years old. So he's got a very high ceiling, and he's really developing into the player that the Cavaliers thought they had drafted at the number 5 spot last year.
And I think to stretch that out just a little bit further, I mean, just to talk about how great he has been. Tim, he's done it the last couple nights in adverse circumstances where the Cavaliers have essentially just been playing with 7 guys. And I think that adds more fuel to that fire, too, that on nights where it's going to be extraordinarily difficult, this guy has stepped up and he's answered the bell in a big, big way.
That's huge. Absolutely correct. I mean, realizing that he doesn't have the normal guys on the floor that he would have with them and that his production has to pick up a notch, and he's been able to do that. And yet the last couple of games, Bull, he also has had the point guard responsibilities with Darius Garland not being in the lineup. And so he's been able to distribute. I think JB hit it right on the head after the ball game last night when he said, Colin, yeah, he scored 41 points, but he made great basketball plays. He made great basketball decisions. So it wasn't all about just the scoring total last night. He played an all-around game, and you can see the other aspects of his game really developing. He has scored, not at this clip, but he has scored since he came into the NBA. But the other aspects of the game are now coming along and very well.
Yes, he has become a very good passer, a good facilitator as well. The assist numbers have gone up, and his teammates are starting to take notice of that as well, and they're coming up publicly and defending him. We saw a little bit of that earlier today on the social media fronts for Larry Nance Jr. and Kevin Love as well. Well, Tim, I guess the next question I have is, When in the world is this team going to get healthy again? We talked about it a couple of moments ago about how the last two nights the Cavaliers have essentially played with seven guys in the rotation. Any idea as to how close we are to getting the likes of Drummond, Thompson, McKinney, Exum, and Garland all back?
And I'll throw Kevin Porter Jr. into that mix. I'm sure they were going to do more testing today. So, yeah, your guess is as good as mine, Bull, as far as when these guys are coming back. Now, having today and tomorrow off until the game on Saturday night when Denver comes here, perhaps as far as getting guys back out onto the floor. I know Tristan Thompson was a questionable for last night, even though he didn't end up going. So maybe two more days off will push Tristan into that probable category for Saturday. I'm not saying that's the case, but let's hope that's the case. But as far as McKinney are concerned, I haven't heard any news along that front. They've been out for a while now, Exum with the ankle and McKinney with the plantar fasciitis. Darius Garland, let's hope a couple of more days off will help him as far as getting back in the lineup. And, of course, Andre Drummond. So, boy, those are all key components to what the Cavaliers not only have in their starting lineup, but coming off the bench. So it's affected rotations. It's affected matchups. I'd love to see a few more guys back out on the floor on Saturday night, because when you're so shorthanded, as JB has been the past couple of games, with really a seven-man rotation, that affects you tremendously. And for the Cavs to have been competitive as they have been in these last two, with, again, in essence, seven guys playing, that just speaks volumes as to how hard they are playing and really to JB's coaching acumen to keep them in the ballgame.
When an injury, or I guess in this case when injuries take place, a window opens for someone. Do you think anybody in particular over these last couple of games has really taken advantage of that window?
Wow, that's a great question. I'll tell you what, last night, I mean, it was limited minutes, but, you know, literally Dean Wade thrust into action. He's been spending a lot of time down in Canton with the Charge. I thought Dean Wade really afforded himself pretty well last night. And the guy that we've talked about, I don't know if you can say it's because of the injuries, but he's been pushed into the starting lineup now, Larry Nance Jr., and we've been talking about him throughout the year. Another double-double last night. At some point, Larry Nance Jr., either consciously or coaching-wise, something happened where a fire was lit under Larry Nance Jr., because his play the past 5 to 6 weeks has really been tremendous. He has upped his game. I want to say now he's up to 11 double-doubles, if I'm not mistaken. He's played very, very well. So not necessarily that he got more playing time, but certainly he has elevated his game. And really now with Drummond being out, I don't know if he'll be back on Saturday, but if that continues to be the case, and or Tristan, Larry Nance is going to get more minutes, and I think his game will develop very well as it has for the past month or so.
Again, we're talking with Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers. Tim's appearance is brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Tim, nobody likes to lose, but these last two losses, all things considered, really haven't been that bad when you think about how shorthanded the Cavaliers have been and you consider the competition that the Cavaliers faced in their last two games in the Celtics and the Jazz. Has it been a little bit easier to see growth over these last two games? Because sometimes growth doesn't always come in the most fortunate of circumstances. A lot of times you see growth in the most unfortunate of circumstances.
You know what, Bull? I would even go two more games back. The Cavs are in the midst of a four-game losing streak, but it started in New Orleans on Friday night, and New Orleans dominated that first quarter, but the Cavs won two of the three following quarters. They played very competitively. They just dug themselves too deep of a hole when they fell behind early. Came back back-to-back home game Saturday night with Indiana, played the Pacers very well. I mean, we didn't get in until very late after that New Orleans ball game, and I think most of the guys said they finally got home at like 3:30, 4:15 in the morning. played Indiana very well. I mean, that's a playoff team with Oladipo now back. That's certainly in the hunt as far as the Eastern Conference. And then, as you alluded to, Utah Monday, Boston last night. And you can say, well, Boston was shorthanded too. But you know what? The Cavaliers had a lot of main guys out, and they fought Boston right down to the wire. So I guess to answer your question, not just the last two. I'll go back all four games in this four-game losing streak. The competitiveness, the desire, they're diving after balls, as Jim Jones likes to say, those 50-50 plays. The Cavs are playing very hard. They're competing. And to your point, nobody likes to lose. But with such a young team and being so shorthanded, especially the last two games, you cannot fault the effort, and you can absolutely see the development and the competitiveness that they're showing. They're playing very determined basketball.
A couple of moments ago, you brought up Kevin Porter Jr., and you mentioned that we can add him to that mass unit that's continuing to grow, it seems like, on a daily basis with the Cavaliers. But, you know, with his head injury, we're not entirely sure what the future, the immediate future anyways, looks like for him. But if he clears and everything's okay and he's able to get back out on the court, I mean, do you get the point that maybe we're getting at that point in the season now where he's played well enough that maybe he sticks in this starting lineup, again, all things considered, if he's healthy?
You know, I don't know. That's more a question for JB, because Kevin, certainly there's been a roller coaster type performance this year. Now, there's been a lot more highs than lows, especially in the back half of the season, and especially when he came back from his knee injury. Don't forget, he was out for a while in the month of January with the knee injury. So, yeah, I don't know if they're quite ready to make that move. The way Sexton is playing right now, I certainly wouldn't foresee him going to the bench and have an all-rookie backcourt with Garland and Kevin Porter Jr. So would you then bring Garland off the bench, or you just leave Kevin Porter Jr. in the position that, for the most part, he's been playing all year? Now, if Garland can't go again on Saturday night, and as you said, if KP is cleared to play, then I think that, yeah, he's going to start along with Sexton in the backcourt. But we'll see how that unfolds. But Kevin Porter Jr. has certainly shown that he has the talent level to be a starter in the NBA. There's no doubt about that.
We asked you this question last week, but I want to throw it your direction again, because I think last week it was still somewhat fresh and not a whole lot had changed. But, you know, with the head coaching change, you don't always notice an immediate difference in a team or an immediate difference in some of the philosophies and the changes and the structures and things like that. Have you noticed any changes, though, maybe over the last couple of weeks with J.B. Bickerstaff taking over?
I think that when John Beilein stepped aside, I think it jolted a lot of guys on the basketball team. Not that it was a huge surprise, but that it happened when it happened. And, you know, some of the guys have been very forthrightful. They've said, listen, you know, I looked in the mirror, and could I have done some things differently? Could I have been more coachable, I think, is a quote attributed to Colin Sexton. So I think in that sense, they are playing as hard as they can for JB, and I think he also has sat each one of those guys down. In fact, I know he has, just to say, listen, here's what I've seen. Here's where I'd like to see improvement. Here's what I'm very happy with. It's just not all complaining. It's like, here's what I like. Let's try to build on this. So I think it's a combination of those things. I think JB, anytime there's a coaching change, it can re-energize a team somewhat. But I also think for the players themselves, it gave them a moment to be somewhat introspective, to say, man, what could I have done better? You know, this is not the way we wanted this to end as far as John Beilein was concerned. So I think those two things combined, you've seen some renewed energy and some competitiveness from this Cavalier basketball team. There's no doubt about that.
All right, Tim, we'll close out on this. Let's get a sneak peek and preview the games coming up this weekend, a back-to-back against the Nuggets and the Spurs. What do you find enticing about both of those matchups?
Well, I think what's interesting, Bull, is that both of those teams will be looking for a little revenge, because the Cavs only 8 road wins this year, but 2 of them were against Denver and San Antonio. respectively. So each one of those teams looking for a little payback on Saturday night and Sunday night, respectively. But listen, you know, Denver's a very good basketball team. In the thick of things as far as that Western Conference playoff chase is concerned, Jokic is one of the best players in the league, just a tremendous big man. So he's going to present some challenges on Saturday night. Again, we don't know as we talk here on Thursday afternoon, but, you know, it's going to be a real challenge for the Cavs if Drummond and or Tristan can't go on Saturday night. That remains to be seen. And then on Sunday, you know, you've got San Antonio coming in, and certainly they're going through a rebuilding kind of phase down there with the Spurs. Coach Popovich kind of seeing life on the other side now after he had the spoils of success for 20-some-odd years. So it's going to be interesting. I'd love to see the Cavs I'd love to see them get both. But, you know, it's been a five-game homestand, and so far we're 0-3. Again, can't argue about the competitive level. They've been in those games, and they've battled in those games. But, you know, as we often say, you'd like to see your hard work get rewarded. So we'll see how it plays out this Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to it. Boy, after that, Cavaliers go on the road for 6 games. We're going to be away from home for a while. So, yeah, we'd love to close out this homestand with some success over the weekend.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, as always, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to the call this weekend. Hopefully the Cavaliers can get a couple of wins over the weekend against a couple of tough Western Conference teams.
Bull, always a pleasure to chat Cavs basketball. And as we started off the interview, as far as that local high school scene, I want to wish the very best of luck to the local teams that are still alive. And, boy, hope all goes well on the high school front as well.
Absolutely, Tim. Always appreciate the time, my friend. That's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers, joining us. Thanks to North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Let's open the phone lines. We're giving away a mystery Cavs package, 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. Be the first to call, and you'll win that mystery Cavs prize package. We'll come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.